From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama says the 29 men killed this month in the country's worst mining disaster in a generation died in the pursuit of the American dream. In a eulogy the president will give at a memorial service in West Virginia this hour, he is expected to offer his condolences to the miners' families and promises better working conditions for mining communities across the country. As a result of the underground explosion April 5th, President Obama has ordered a review of coal mines with poor safety records. A rally against Arizona's new immigration law gets underway this hour at the state capitol in Phoenix. Protesters warn it'll lead to widespread racial profiling, but proponents argue the state law picks up where federal law falls short. Residents across the Deep South are starting to see the full impact of a storm's wrath. Tornadoes cut through communities in several states yesterday. It appears Yazoo County, Mississippi, bore the brunt. At least 10 people were killed and about 100 homes gone now. Louisiana, Arkansas, and Alabama were also hit. Alabama Public Radio's Brandon Hollingsworth says meteorologists are now conducting surveys in the four states to determine the extent of the damage.
The storm survey crews are being dispatched from National Weather Service local offices in Birmingham and Huntsville, Alabama, and Jackson, Mississippi. The reports they file will tally a definitive number of tornadoes that struck the Deep South on Saturday evening. The hardest hit areas appear to be in western Mississippi, but the storms damaged buildings, trees, and power lines from northeastern Louisiana to the Alabama-Georgia border. Jackson's National Weather Service office reports 25 suspected cases of tornado damage in the Magnolia State. Similar reports came from 9 counties in North Alabama and 1 parish in eastern Louisiana. Final numbers are expected later in the week. For NPR News, I'm Brandon Hollingsworth in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Rough seas are again holding up an oil spill cleanup in the Gulf of Mexico, likely frustrating for a crew that recently discovered an oil leak off the Louisiana coast. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
The Coast Guard says the oil spill could have started on Thursday when the Deepwater Horizon oil rig sank 2 days after the drilling rig blew up. But a leak discovered yesterday from a damaged well that fed the rig is pouring as much as 42,000 gallons of oil into the water each day. BP, which leased the rig and is leading the cleanup, is trying to keep the oil spill from reaching the shore, says spokesman Ron Rabarchuk.
All the efforts being focused are to ensure that it does stay out to sea and that it is captured or dispersed and contained as far from shore as possible.
Coast Guard officials are calling the spill very serious, and environmental experts say it's too soon to tell whether the spill will hurt the fish, seabirds, shrimp, and oysters in the area. Some experts are warning of possibly serious economic and ecological consequences. Allison Keyes, NPR News.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Congressional Democrats are sounding optimistic that there will be a test vote on a financial overhaul bill in the Senate tomorrow. It may depend, though, on how bipartisan negotiations go over the next several hours. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says he doesn't think that the Democrats will have the votes they need to start debate.
It's my expectation that we will not go forward with this partisan bill tomorrow. That will stimulate the kind of continued discussion we have to get it right.
McConnell on Fox News Sunday. Controversy over France's plans to ban the burqa in public places is heating up. It started when French police ticketed a woman for driving while wearing a burqa. Now the woman's husband is accused of polygamy. Eleanor Beardsley has more.
A 31-year-old French woman was recently fined for wearing a niqab, which is an all-encompassing Islamic veil like the burqa, while driving her car. Police said the woman's clothing posed a safety risk to her and other drivers. She is contesting the $29 fine. But it has now come to light that the woman's husband may be a polygamist with 4 wives who all wear burqas. To top it off, each wife is allegedly receiving state benefits to raise his 12 children under the claim that they are single parents. The French Interior Minister has asked the Immigration Minister to look into revoking the Algerian-born man's French nationality. He received French citizenship in 1999. The controversy could help garner public support for legislation Sarkozy recently drew up to ban the burqa in all public places in France. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
Bad weather slowing down relief efforts in western China, where an earthquake killed at least 2,200 people this month. Tens of thousands of homes have been damaged or destroyed. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.